Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. And today in our studio, we have Danielle Drevlo. She's a certified public accountant, and she happens to live in our Golden Valley neighborhood.
Hi, Hello, Danielle. I was going to say good morning, but that's not right. Good evening.
It can be good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Whenever, I guess, whenever you're listening.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're glad that you're here. And our listeners are excited to hear your background, and they're also will benefit from some of the topics we get into regarding taxes and retirement planning and some of the great advice that you have for our listeners and for small business owners. So we're going to start this session like we start every new session with having you fill out the self-awareness mentoring journal, which you already have. Mm-hmm. And so now we're just going to talk about how you're feeling right now. An accountant talking about their feelings.
Yeah, that's very unusual.
For our listeners, the self-awareness mentoring journal is divided into four different categories. So a person can kind of see where their feelings are. So emotions of inner peace, you know, those are feelings that we have as far as compassion, mentally fluid and clear, being receptive and grounded, feeling joyful and happy. Those are the feelings that we like to expand, but they seem to kind of...
Need a little help?
Is that, I don't know. A little focus. And some people attribute to like a trust in a higher power. That might be there for them already. So that's not like a feeling. It's just their personal beliefs. Mm-hmm. We believe in something beyond ourselves. Mm-hmm. There's other feelings that come and go, like curiosity, feeling connected. And the second category is emotions of internal growth and challenge. And those are opportunities for us to kind of shift our perspective and take a look at what we're attracting in our lives and seeing, you know, just talking through how we're feeling and what we would like to shift. Emotions signaling inner hurt. Sometimes part of the strengthening in identifying your emotions of internal challenge also lead to going deeper inward and saying, well, underneath that, you know, I'm feeling kind of angry or lonely or disappointed or unresolved or feeling quite misunderstood. And so those are feelings where, when they show up, that we need to take some time for a little self-compassion and self-care and maybe identify the area that we need healing in and find a way to kind of reconnect with ourselves so we can feel a little bit more connected with whoever else is in our life. Mm-hmm. And then the last category are emotions where we're feeling a bit out of control. And those are emotions that give us information of how we should stop and assess where we're at, because we need to do damage control. We're moving in a direction that could cause people other, you know, harm. And sometimes those are triggered when we're feeling shame or not good enough. And so this is a good place for people to really feel like they can respond constructively. So if somebody's feeling revengeful, well, where's the hurt? And let's, you know, instead of seeking revengeful behaviors, let's go and more inward and figure out a more constructive way to handle ourselves. Or super low energy for long periods of times are kind of an indication that there might be some depression lingering there. And that's something to, you know, a person can monitor. But it gives us a lot of information. Or when a person's feeling really belligerent, they're kind of stuck in, you know, that's a place where maybe we can't go any further. Mm-hmm. Or they're, you know, a person's not feeling like they're in a position to even think about how
anything,
you know,
else. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, how are you feeling?
I would say about this, you know, if we're kind of about this time right now. You know, I mean, I'd say it's kind of enthusiastic is and kind of curious all at one time. You know, what is this going to be about? You know, just excited to try something new. And, you know, then you throw the overwhelmed a little bit into the mix of not just overwhelmed about this, but you can easily take your mind and think about all these other things that need to happen. And sometimes it is hard to focus.
Sure. Yeah, because you've got a lot of responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's, yeah, having your own business and having a family, that's kind of, right, big, big responsibility.
And you have two young kids?
Two kids, yep. Seven and nine.
Okay, so first and third graders.
Yes.
Just finishing out the school
year. Yes, they're excited.
Getting ready for a new, nice summer and a new fall.
Right.
Very good. Okay, well, continue.
I would say for me, those are probably the main feelings that I would have at this point. I'd like to think that taking a compassionate role is also, you know, something of helping other people and helping someone who is, you know, getting their business going and giving them thoughts and ideas, that would be a role that I could take on as well.
I see. So you're feeling compassionate, and that is brought out in your work when you're helping other
I would say in my, yeah, I mean, definitely in work. I mean, in play and I mean, you can kind of bring that to all areas of life.
Yeah, right.
You know, just trying to seek maybe what other people need.
Yeah. We mentor. And for all of us, share a little bit about yourself. Like, where did you grow up, and what would you like to get out of today's mentoring session?
Well, I grew up, I was born in Fargo, North Dakota, and when I was 4 years old, we moved to the cities, to Golden Valley, and have been in the area ever since. I like the, you know, I call it a small town. It's not really a small town, but, you know, I mean, Golden Valley is a small city. Mm-hmm. There's just so many opportunities around here for us. So I enjoy the area. As far as what I want to get out of this mentoring session, again, I think it's something hopefully that maybe somebody else can use if they're thinking, what can I do?
I see. So you mean when they're thinking about what they're doing with their life?
Can I take a step and can I try that? Did you have experience before? And seeing that you didn't have experience before doing a business on your own, then maybe somebody else can take that step and believe that they can do it as well.
Sure. Well, we're going to go back and forth a little bit and kind of weave things out. Because I think, what would you like to share right now as we're talking about this in your journey? Because you didn't start out with owning your own CPA firm.
Correct. I was employed at an accounting firm in Eden Prairie out of college. I did an internship there. And I was there for 4 years. And I would say it was a small-sized accounting firm, but it really gave me the confidence. It really gave me, you had to do the research. You had to do the work yourself. You had to kind of stand up. You saw things from beginning to end. It wasn't an assembly line, if you will. Like, I just didn't do one part of something. You know, you did it from beginning to end. And I think seeing all that, you see how much goes into everything you're doing. Mm-hmm. But that really, I think, gave me the confidence to think I could do something like this.
And what kind of clients did you have? Like, what kind of, were you
at that firm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would say, I mean, a lot of probably large businesses, mid to large size businesses, you know, then a lot of individual clients as well.
So in these businesses, would you work with the business owners or would you work with someone like a bookkeeper in their firm or?
You know, that's a good question. I'd say for the most part, it really varied. And I'd say for me right now, that's a big variable of what I have right now. I'm working with business owners and I'm working with the bookkeeper. It really depends on the size of the business. But I'd say back in that firm, I was probably working with a lot of the owners.
Yeah, okay.
They're the ones kind of making the decisions.
Sure.
You know, that are needed for...
So you did their corporate taxes along with their personal taxes?
Corporate, yep, their payroll taxes, some okay. bookkeeping I might have done as well, and then their individual taxes.
Okay. So let's carry on with this and maybe we'll come back because I'm curious to know too of kind of what led you to the point of becoming an accountant in the first place. But let's expand with where you started in Eden Prairie. Mm-hmm. So you spent 4 years in this firm and so you got a wide kind of range of experience. How many other accountants were in that firm?
There were, I would say, 6 other accountants and 2 partners.
Okay.
And I believe 1 manager.
So you hit the 4-year mark. Were you married at this point?
I was married at this point, yes.
Okay.
I'd been married a couple years. And I think my husband and I were talking and we just thought, you know what, let's just see if this is some sort of, if this is a business that we can do on the side and see where that goes. And so we, you know, did a couple flyers in our neighborhood. We lived in a townhome complex at the time. And so we kind of said, well, let's just drop a few off, you know, on the doormat of our neighbors and see.
You're doing the old school.
The old school.
Marketing. Yes. Still works.
And you got the one phone call and thought, huh, okay, now what? And so, so kind of dabbling a little bit into that while I was at that firm in Eden Prairie. And then through a flyer, had got connected with a firm here in St. Louis Park.
Okay.
And I got talking with this gentleman and I was potentially going to work with him a little bit and then maybe buy his practice. You know, get to know his clients and eventually a few years down the road, maybe buy his practice. And so I thought, okay, that's a good idea. It's a little bit closer to home because I lived in Golden Valley. Married, you know, 3 years at this time and just thought it was a good opportunity to try a next step, you know, of something. And meanwhile, my husband was still doing some door-to-door flyers. And I was building up a client base while I was at this firm in St. Louis Park.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then, you know, again, talking does does wonders, but talking that, you know what? I mean, this is, okay, this business is going well. You know, people are calling, you know, then referrals. And I had, you know, a pretty solid client base. And thought, well, when we start having a family, this is probably something that I can bring home and start doing. And so I was at the firm in St. Louis Park for 2 years. Okay. And once I had my first child, then I came home and we've moved offices around in the house, you know, to make things work. But yeah, now this has been my 10th year at home.
So did you bring the clients that you brought into the firm in St. Louis Park, did you bring them with you?
I did. It was, you know, it probably could have ended, you know, a lot differently in some other respects, but it didn't work well. It really worked well that I was just able to take my clients with me. And
okay.
And I think
the partner was okay with that.
Partner was okay with that. And that's, I think in a, you know, maybe some other circumstances, you know, it could have gone a little bit differently.
Yeah.
You
right.
know? So, I mean, it all, you know, he kind of said, you know, I can kind of tell you're kind of, you know, you've got your your own thing here, and you know, you've got a drive and a focus, and I kind of wanted to get out there and kind of service, I think, my own clients.
Sure. And do it your way.
Yeah, and do it my way, exactly.
Yeah, and spend as much time as you wanted with clients, and or as little, and yeah.
Right. Just have a little bit more flexibility.
Okay. Right. Because you needed a more flexible schedule with...
Now with having kids, yes.
Sure. Yeah. And so you then moved your office from St. Louis Park. You moved... And worked out a home office you created in your space.
Correct.
And then you did the same thing in the Golden Valley neighborhood, right, as the flyers.
Yep. So 2 years ago now, we thought we had taken a time off of doing flyers just because there was enough work there, having two young kids and referrals and things like that, that we hadn't done flyers for quite a while.
So roughly at that point, like how many clients were you serving a year?
I would say 225. You know, variety of things that they needed done. You know, I was just there year round to kind of help them out.
Did you also work with startups? So registering, helping them get their businesses started, and do you help with QuickBooks or
I would kind of lead, at least be a go-to person. You know, you get somebody that says, oh, my friend is wanting to start a business. Can they talk with you? I think just for people to have a resource, a network, you know, of someone that they can ask a question to.
Sure.
But yeah, help people. How do I start a business? What are the first steps? What do I need to do? And then there's a lot of things that they don't think about, you know, that when you sit down and have that conversation with them, you know, they just want to get going, right?
But right, exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that needs
details
to happen on their end so they
can
stay clean as well.
Right, like making sure that they've registered with the state.
Mm-hmm.
And
their
that
ID numbers. And,
yeah, and open up a bank account. And
right, having all that separation is very helpful.
Yeah, great. The flyer method is actually how we met. So you dropped a flyer in my doorstep, and it's just an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, you know, thin sheet of paper, probably what, 25-pound paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you just 15 years working experience, CPA, you know, accounting degree from Oxford. You've been a CPA since 2001. You had your rates on there. I thought it was really straightforward.
A simple, you know, you kind of, you're putting it right out there in front of the person.
Yeah.
And you see that a lot. You get mail, or you get painting, you get, you know, all kinds of things in your
tree
mailbox. Tree trimming, yes. Yeah. That, you know, and so.
Lawn service.
Kind of the same type of thing, but I feel like you get a little bit different response from it. I get those, I throw them in the trash can, you
right,
know? But
right.
It's what you need. You know, did we need a tree trimmer? Well, then here you go.
So, or the other day there was a lawn service company that was going door to door, and I normally, you know, don't even answer the door. But, you know, this guy was with another guy and who used their service, and he was just very inviting. And so I got an estimate for the lawn, and because our weeds have gotten out of control and we need to do something. So yeah, you're right. But he happened to be on that day in the right place in the right spot, but it's a numbers game.
It is. And the timing.
Yeah. And the timing.
And what people hold on to, I think, is amazing. You know, I get people that said, I got your flyer 5 years ago and I've just kind of held on to it because of, right, everybody has a phase in their life when they need to make a change.
Yeah. Well, and you built your business then from 225 clients to where are you at now?
I would say probably close to 400.
And then you've made some changes there too, because you're now, like, is that beyond what you can do yourself?
Yeah. And 2 years ago, I would say, you know, when we kind of started doing the flyers again just to see if they'd work, and we said, yep, they still do. we had in the back of our minds, my husband and I, that he would be leaving the corporate world and would come home and help with household management and just in helping with the business.
Okay. Because now at this point you have two kids. We had mentioned earlier. And then what is your husband leaving? What type of profession?
He was working at General Mills.
Oh, so he has left.
He left. Yep. He left almost a year ago.
He was an engineer?
He was an engineer, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so now he's joined you. And with his engineering background, how are you complementary skill sets there, or what's...
I guess what I say is, you know, engineering to me is working with a lot of numbers as well. And so that's kind of what accounting is. You know, you're working with numbers.
Yeah.
So to me, it just kind of fit hand in hand. You know, he's also very, you know, driven. You know, when it's your own thing, it means a whole lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it sounds like you have really good communication with your husband. What's his name?
His name is Corey.
Corey. Okay. So it seems like you've had some really important conversations that lead to action. Like when you two sit down and talk about your future together, I mean, you guys really like do something, and it sounds like
you scribble it out and make it happen.
Yeah. Okay. You scribble it out. You do the numbers. Do you project things out? Like, did you project, we need this many more clients before...
Well, last summer we were on a family road trip talking about this stuff. The kids are reading in the background because we typically don't do, movies and things like that. So they're reading and playing games, and my husband and I were talking, and all of a sudden my daughter, calls up to us and says, well, what's your goal, Mom? What's your goal? How many more clients do you want to get? And we looked at each other and we said, well, that's a good question.
This
is my third grader. Okay. Going into third grade at the time. So
okay.
Said, well, that's interesting. You know, yeah. Do you want to, 50 new clients, 100 new clients, kind of putting a number on it did kind of make
you start
it seem
thinking
a little bit more like could be overwhelming, or, you know, could be something reachable. And I would say we did kind of look at that this year. We kind of thought about that, you know, people would be calling and okay, you know, that's 10. Okay. That's 20. And kind of, okay, we got close to 50, you know? And
yeah.
So it is fun to put a number to it, and it's fun to do it together. You know, I think that's something we've always thought could happen, that we could always work together.
Okay. When did that occur? Like while you were dating?
We are so much alike in so many ways, you know, just both driven, both, kind of excited to see what can happen, you know, when you put your mind to something.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma and grandpa worked together. They were farmers in southern Minnesota.
Okay.
So we've kind of seen that play out.
What town in southern Minnesota?
They're in Fairmont.
Okay.
We've told a few people, and there's been other husband and wife kind of partnerships. You know, our kids take music lessons, and they're a husband and wife team. And they said, well, welcome to our world. You know, that's a it's a small percentage of us, but we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it takes lots of different conversations and kind of changing things. Tweaking your life so that it's working for you. I think what's really wonderful about where we're going and why I want to be talking about this is I think our society is more in a place where we're able to take on this independence and freedom to really take charge of the direction that you want your life to go. There's lots of books about success principles and the entrepreneurial spirit, and now people are really taking that in larger and larger numbers. And I think the internet has helped with getting information and resources to people quicker, and helping them see how many people are out there that are doing this. Mm-hmm. And hey, I want to be part of this group of people that are really carving out their own niches in a real different way. And for you to have each other join, did your husband grow up on a dairy farm, or where did he learn this type of thinking?
No, he didn't.
For teamwork.
And, you know, I would say, you know, a lot of it is we both have we're very close with our families, you know, grandparents and great grandparents and, you know, things like that. And just kind of working together. We both seem to kind of have that background.
Okay. And that's what really bonds you on a deep level and feels like you can really take more control over the direction that your life is going.
I think just being able to, yeah, make that choice of not what do I want to do today, but, you know, time is valuable.
Yes.
And what am I going to do today that's worth my time?
Yeah. Great. So where do you think that began? That type of thinking, and you have a real take charge and let's make things happen. Where in your youth did that start emerging?
You know, I can't think of a specific time. I was, you know, growing up, I was very introverted and very shy. You know, I mean, I was not the one to be sitting here, you know, back in, you know, middle school or elementary school, but I would say for me, probably sports, you know, thinking into high school, you know, being on the cross country running and skiing team and really excelling there, that made me feel part of a bigger team and having success in that, you know, helped.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, we've already gone through our time frame for our first mentoring session together. You've got some real nuggets that we can share with our listeners, and I hope you learned a few things about yourself through the process. And I've had a number of people say that they have really thought about their feelings after they left here in a different way than they had before, because they've never really talked about their feelings before. And that is really the process of where you start also shifting more of your mindset and become more aware of how you're feeling. Like you were saying earlier that, you know, you're asking your girls how they're feeling and you're checking everybody out and how they're feeling. But you know, this was like
it's a chance for you.
Yeah. To take a breath, and to check in with yourself so that you can make sure that you're getting your needs met too. All right. So we're going to end this session. I would like to sum up just briefly that we've been talking with Danielle Drevlo. She's a certified public accountant. She grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. She and we jumped into your career. So we kind of left out the first part of your career and jumped into how you started out with your accounting practice. In our next mentoring session, what I'd like to do is to go into more depth about what your experience was at Augsburg College, tax preparations and bookkeeping strategies, money meetings, kind of your perspective and lots of tips. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back for a second session.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And we'll see you next Monday, everybody. Thanks, Mike.